This is Apollo Control at 162 hours, 41 minutes, ground elapsed time. The crew aboard Falcon presently donning their portable life support system and pressure suits in preparation for the third and final extravehicular activity period of the mission, which will last about 4 to 5 hours depending on various circumstances. Meanwhile, Al Worden was waked up during this last front side pass, Revolution 43. He was waked up at 161.59 ground elapsed time with a little bit of Tijuana Brass music being piped up on the second of the two air ground circuits. Unofficial estimates on the poundage or weight of samples collected during the two completed EVAs run as follows. In sample return container number one, these are EVA one numbers. Sample return container number one, 36 pounds. Bag number four, 15 pounds. Contingency sample, 2.7 pounds, for a total of 53.7. Second EVA, sample return container number two, 40 pounds. Bag number three, 30 pounds. And bag number six, 33 pounds, for a total EVA two of 103 pounds of samples. The two EVAs combined make up an estimated 156.7 pounds. We're looking at a depressurization time now tentatively at 163.14 in that ballpark, ground elapsed time, depending on the length of time it takes to prepare for depressurization and egress. The air-to-ground circuit with Falcon is up and live and at 162 hours, 43 minutes. Ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control.
Houston, Hadley Base will be coming to you with a comp check in about 2 or 3 minutes.
Roger, Dave, looking forward to it. Dave and Jim, this is Houston. Be advised, we've got an EVA update for you, which you can copy onto the checklist if you want, or we can read it to you as you progress through the EVA, and we can talk about that when you want to. Over.
Where does it fall, Joe, and what does it concern?
Okay, Dave, it's going to be very simple changes to the checklist. I think just a few words concerning the general picture will be plenty sufficient, and then we'll give you the details as you come to them. I just want to give you an idea of how the traverse is going to look before you actually get started. Over.
Oh, okay. You mean our cup checklist.
Roger, you're going to be able to follow your CUF checklist for EVA 3 almost exactly, just a few changes.
Okay, well, can we proceed on here? Do you want to give us the changes now? It might be better for us to proceed on out and do changes as we drive or something.
Okay, that sounds like the second option is a good one, Dave, although you might want the big picture before you proceed on out.
Oh, why don't you give us a big picture now before we get too deep in the comp checks and all.
Okay, Roger, Hadley Base. Taking it from the top, we're going to ask you to stop first at the ALSEP site and spend a few minutes recovering the successfully drilled core tube, and then follow that with the Grand Prix photography. From there, press on towards Station 9 as planned. We're going to skip the Delta stop in between. Station 9 is exactly as we've planned it. From Station 9 up to Station 10, exactly as we planned it. And at Station 10, we're going to hit a branch point. We can update you there when you arrive at Station 10. The two options are basically to head north for the complex, although we think it's more probable we'll just want to loop back towards the north across Alligator Chain, doing good mare sampling, and wind up at Quark West Crater. That's the western crater of the Quark Triplet, and use that as a Station 14 stop. Over.
Okay, I guess we'll proceed on to Station 10 and take a look at it there. I sort of would like to get up to the North Complex if we can.
Roger, Dave. We copy that, and it may well be we can get up there. We'll just see how it goes.
Okay, on with the comp check.
Okay.
Mode box, box sensitivity max, VHF-18R, be received. Okay, CB-16, COM, SE audio open and collect, you connect to the okay, CB-16, COM, SE audio close. Let's BT maintain right. Let's mode to A, wheel counterclockwise.
Okay, I'm A.
Okay, press O2 pressure gauge, greater than 85.
Verified reading 94.
Okay, you're 5 square to me, check with Houston.
Houston, how do you read the LMP?
LMP, you're loud and clear.
You're the same.
Okay, CB-11, COM, CDR, audio open and connected.
Okay, CDR is to B, plus O2 pressure gauge is reading 91%. And, how do you read me, Jim?
I'll read you loud and clear.
Okay, you make a COM check with Houston.
And
you make a comm check with Houston?
Houston,
how do you read the LMP?
Jim, both you and Dave are loud and clear.
Okay. Okay, bus mode, LMP to B and CDR to A. A. Okay, I'm on A, how do you read?
Loud and clear.
Okay, Houston, how do you read the CDR on A?
CDR, you're 5 by.
AR, tone on. Okay, how do you read me on AR? Read you loud and clear. Okay, Houston, how do you read the CDR on AR?
Dave, you're loud and clear.
Okay, you're 5 by, and how's the TM? Okay, you make a check with Houston. Joe, how do you read the LMP?
Okay, Jim, you're 5 by and the TM's good.
Okay. Okay, CB-16 ECS LCG pump close, which it is, cold is required. CB-16 ECS cabin repress close, verify.
Verified.
Suit fan Delta P open.
Open.
Suit fan 2 open.
Open.
Okay, verify ECS caution H2 sub component lights. About a minute. Okay, there they come. Suit gas diverter pull egress verify.
Verified.
Cabin gas return egress verify.
That's verified.
Two circuit relief auto verify.
That's verified.
OPS connect. Chute isolation to chute disconnect. Disconnect the limo 2 hoses and secure about the PGA.
Okay.
Then come back around here. Good for, I take care of you and you take care of me.
Yeah,
I think you ought to. Okay, you want me to put you on chute disconnect?
Not yet.
Why don't you come over here?
Okay, last drink.